And let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We know, of course, very little about Jesus from his birth until he began his ministry at age 30, when it ended 3 years later. We do have some glimpses. One is later in this chapter, when the 12-year-old Jesus travels to Jerusalem with his parents. But we have another glimpse in today's reading of Jesus at age probably about 1 month. Mary and Joseph and Jesus went into the temple to fulfill the requirements of the law. And they were doing two things at the same time, both of which were mandated in the Torah. And the first is that Mary was fulfilling the requirements of ritual purification after childbirth. This was to take place 33 days after the birth of a male child and 66 days after the birth of a female child. And the way they fulfilled this requirement suggests that Mary and Joseph were not particularly wealthy, as the gift they offered, a pair of turtle doves, was the gift prescribed for those who couldn't afford a lamb. And incidentally, if you look carefully, you will notice that Luke wrote in verse 22, the time came for their purification. And some who seem habitually to question the reliability of the Gospels pounce on this as an inaccuracy. But I went to a talk where a leading New Testament scholar suggested that Joseph might have needed ritual purification because he might have actually helped at the birth of Jesus, given that he was born far from home and they were not in the most ideal of circumstances. So that was one reason that they came into the temple that day. But it was the second requirement of the law that is the focus for today. And that was the redemption of the firstborn, presentation in the temple in order to redeem the firstborn. Why did the firstborn have to be redeemed? Well, if we go back to the time of Moses, when Israel was not yet a nation, they were a people oppressed in Egypt, and Moses had come to lead them out. And Pharaoh, as we know, would not release the Israelites. So God visited on the Egyptians 9 plagues, and none of these persuaded Pharaoh. And so God unleashed the last terrible plague. This was to be the death of the firstborn, of the firstborn of humans and animals in the land of Egypt. In that night, God would send the destroyer to kill all the firstborn. And so the Israelites were told to take a lamb and to kill it, to eat it and to put some of its blood on the doorposts and on the lintels of their houses. And they were to stay inside. If they did not put the blood on the doors, or if they went outside, the life of their firstborn would be forfeit. And after that night, after that terrible last plague, the Israelites were permitted to leave. And from that time, as God took the people of Israel to be his own, he retained the requirement that the firstborn were his. But God does not do human sacrifice, and so the Israelites were instructed to present their firstborn to God, to pay 5 shekels, and thereby to redeem them from God. And given that we Christians have taken so much of the Old Testament into our worship and into our theology, why do we not have a celebration or a sacrament of redeeming the firstborn? Baptism is not at all the same thing. We do not have the ceremony of redeeming the firstborn. But in a way, that is being done. We are, as it were, within a house, and there is blood, in a way, on the doorsteps and the lintels. But the blood we speak of as Christians is not the blood of a lamb, except in a way it is. The blood that delivers us from death is the blood of the Lamb of God. Simeon knew this. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And as he held this tiny infant, he said, "My God, my eyes have seen thy salvation." He knew he was holding the instrument, as it were, of our salvation. And this is the enormity of what God in Christ has done for us. Jesus Christ, importantly, is God the Son. And the Son of God died for us. God's Son died for us. He was not redeemed. Mary and Joseph had done all that was required to redeem Jesus. They had followed the requirements of the law. But he could not stay redeemed. That was the sword, as Simeon said to Mary. That was the sword that would pierce through Mary's own soul also. Mary and Joseph clearly seem to have given Jesus a good home as he grew up. But they couldn't hold on to him. Jesus had come, as Simeon knew, as God's salvation. The presentation of Christ in the temple, which we celebrate today, was the presentation of the one firstborn who could not stay redeemed. Critics of Christianity throw in God's face the charge that he is a cosmic child abuser, sending his son to die. Well, those critics are closer than they realize to grasping the enormity of God's love for us. Jesus went to death of his own volition with tears, saying, "If it be possible, let this cup, let this suffering pass from me." It was not possible. There was no other way. God did what he did not permit his people to do in order to save us. So that day that we remember, that day that Jesus was presented in the temple, of all the millions who had been presented over the years, he was the one firstborn who would not be redeemed, for he was and is the Redeemer.